suffering and death. Does God care?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known speaker and author on the book of Genesis.
In times of tragedy, people often accuse God of sitting back and doing nothing. But actually, God's already done everything you would want a loving God to do. After Adam's sin, God didn't abandon mankind. We weren't destined to an eternity of suffering and separation from Him. God in His mercy stepped into history in the person of His Son, Jesus, the last Adam. He became a man so He could suffer death on a cross, paying for the sins of His people. Christ then rose from the grave, showing His power over death. He offers eternal life to anyone who wants to receive it by faith. Revelation 21 describes that in the future, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. See, the Apostle Paul says that our present suffering is insignificant. In view of eternity, it can't even be compared to the glory to come.
Ken Ham has much more to share with you about this question of why God allows suffering and death. It's found in his excellent 30-minute DVD, and we'll mail you a copy for your donation of any amount. Toll free, the line is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Our nonprofit ministry can be reached at 888-89-ANSWERS or get Ken's DVD through our website of answersoffer.org.